Okay, we are on the top of Gimel Amud Beis. Let's just hop back to Gimel Amud Aleph for a second, just to make sure we know where we are. We started at the two dots there on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, just to remind ourselves where we are. So let's just read it. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah was Harei Alai Tziporin, or Tziporin, or really means, we're talking about birds. Not Tziporin, which means nails, right? But Tziporu, like a tzipor, like a bird. So Harei Alai Tziporin, Remeir Omer Nazir. So we said, my time is Remeir. Why does Remeir think that if you say you have birds, you accept upon yourself birds, that you are a Nazir? So Amar Reish Lakish, Tziporin Smuchin the Seyar, Ki Bilalav. Right now, he accepts upon himself the idea of birds, which are samach, which are placed next to hair. What do you mean? Because the pasuk says in Daniel, "Adai saarei kenishrin rabba v'tafruhi kitziprin." The point of it is, there's a connection between bird. Hair is like birds, and hairs are placed next to birds. And we kind of mentioned this. Maybe this idea is sort of like it's a way that people would talk. They know a pasuk that places hair and birds together. So if I'm accepting birds on myself, it means like. It has to do with your hair. Oh, it has to do with your hair, becoming a nazir. Fine. Remeir Savar Mapis Inish Bemidi the Samichlei. Now you have a page. Rabban Savar Lo Mapis Inish Bemidi the Samichlei. So basically, it's a machalokas. Does a person typically go ahead and, you know, speak in a way, make a neder with a language that, of sort of like, you know, sort of quoting an idiom or quoting a phrase that reflects what they mean? The Rabbanan said, no, no one does that, right? People don't do that. Right? And take a look, by the way, at the Mefarish in the top left. Rabbanan Sarve, lo mapis inish midi samichle, velo amrinan shebedaito haya lomar gido seyar. Right? We don't say that he wants to grow his hair long. That's not what the pasuk means. It means that sort of, but the pasuk may mean that, but that's not what he said. He just said birds. So the fact that he says, I'm accepting upon myself birds, we don't say that means he wants to grow his hair long, like a nazir. Ilav de mefarish behedya, unless he says it explicitly. But afagav the nazir over the front of him. By the way, even though a nazir is walking in front of him, doesn't matter. That's not how, the Rabbanan said, that's not what we don't make those types of assumptions. That just because someone says something that could in some way be interpreted as being a nazir because it's reflective of a phraseology that people use, that's not symbolic in some way. So that's not something that we do. Fine. Rav Yochanan wants to explain this machlokes differently. So he says, the kuli ama lo mapis in lo mapis. The truth is, everyone agrees that a person doesn't do that. A person doesn't, you know, meaning we don't take seriously this type of language, right? When someone is matpis, takes another with, again, two words that happen to be placed near each other in a pasuk. That's not what we assume. Okay, Elahanu time of the Remeir. So what is really happening? So then, what's Machlokas Remeir and the Rabbanan? So Elahanu time of the Remeir. This is what Remeir is talking about. The Chayshinan Shema Tziporid Nazir Tamei Kibalov. Right? Remeir says, what's going on here? We have to be machmir and assume and be worried that perhaps when he talks about Tziporin, right? Birds. What birds is he talking about? The birds that a Nazir brings. Right? The birds that a Nazir brings when he is done being a nazir, right? Again, take a look in the Mefarish. Elahani time of the Remeir, the Chayshinan ki Amar Harei Alai Tziporin, the Dilma ka Amar shebedaitu lakabel of midei the Zimnin de Maisi Alai Tziporin, the Hainu Nizirus, right? The Lachi Mitma Maisi Tziporin. If a nazir happens to become Tame, right, he hopes to not be in that position, but if he does become Tame, so what happens? He's going to bring birds. So when we... what Meir's basically saying is like, I know that people don't typically use this concept of a person being mapis b'midei samichlei, but in the end of the day, he did say something that is reflective of something that goes on when it comes to a nazir, which is birds. Birds are not irrelevant to naziris. Birds are relevant, very relevant to naziris. So maybe when he said, I'm going to take birds on myself, that means he's talking about a nazir. I mean, we have to be choshesh for such a thing. Fine. So the Gemara says, the Chayshinan Shem Tzipor Nazir Tamei Kibalav. So the Gemara says, Michti, hold on, let's take a look here. Chayshinan Ka'amar. You must say, we're nervous? Like, we have to be Choshesh, perhaps he made himself a Nazir, we're becoming a Nazir. Tamei Tzipor Nedava Kibalav. Maybe he accepted upon himself birds as a Nedava. You can bring a bird for, just choose you want to bring a bird as a Korban. Right? There's no reason. It doesn't have to be as Nazirus. So if he says, he was kibbel on himself, Harei light Tziporin, that does not necessarily mean, if you're going to be nervous for every scenario, there's another scenario to be worried about. The guy just said, I want to bring a bird. That's a korban. Right? No, but then he would have said, I'll accept upon myself, Al-Kain, meaning a nest. Okay. Vadima Harei light Tziporin Mitzora Kamar. Right, maybe the case for fine, but again, maybe he means that birds. He accepts upon himself the birds of a mitzora. When a mitzora brings is dumping mitzora, he sends also two birds out. So he sends a bird and kills a bird. So there's no reason to assume this is specifically about nazirus. So answer the gemara kagon shahay nazir over lefanga. Okay, so fine. The case was you have a nazir walking by. Everyone knows he's a nazir. He knows he's a nazir, and then he says harei lightsi baran. Okay, so then already we have a. Reason to start to think that sounds like Nazirus. Okay, so Gemara says Vadilma Shahaya Nazir Dilma Nazir Tameh Dilma Nazir Tameh Lepotri Min Korbanosav Kamar. Maybe the guy walking by is actually not a Nazir. He is a Nazir, but he's a Nazir became Tameh, and he's saying Harei like Tzipor is saying, don't worry about it, Shimon the Nazir. I know you became Tameh. It's difficult for you. I'll take your birds. I'll give you the birds. I'll finance your birds. You don't have to worry about it. You already went through the process of being a nazir. That's very, very holy. And I will take care of the bird korban. Maybe that's what he meant. And not that he's become a nazir. No, kagon shahay nazir tohar or the fun. No, the case is a nazir tohar walking by, and that's why when he says harei lei tzipor, what he means he's accepting upon himself to be a nazir. Fine. A nazir tohar is walking by. He says he's going to accept birds. Okay, so now already there's a reason to believe. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, none of this has to do with like whether we assume. That a mapis inish b'midi d'samichlein. Not because of the way the language of the pasuk is that these two things are together in the pasuk. Not necessarily. There's a nazir walking by. He talks about birds. Fine. Okay. Ma'a b'nayu. Okay, but what's the nafkamina? What do we care practically? Practically, what's the difference according to, between? Again, if you look the mafarish, go down. Ma'a b'nayu is like four lines from the bottom of the. In the Gemara, there's a word, my benayu. The first word in the line is my benayu. Bein le Rabbi Yochanan, bein le Reish Lakish. According to between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here, in terms of how to understand this machlokes. So what's the, bein le Rabbi Yochanan, bein le Rabbi Reish Lakish, lo mitarche shmeitza, ela kagon shenazir tar over the fun of. Right, the case, you're only going to answer the whole case is what? That is the nazir tar walking by. They both agree with that. So then what's the difference anymore? Mishum de Islay Lemifrach ba Kohani Piruchim, meaning they have all these questions, all these issues with all the way they try to explain. So if that's what's really going on here, what are you going to, again, Reish Lakish was the one who had said initially, we asked what's the time of Rabbi Meir, and Reish Lakish said, Tziporin Smuch in the Seyar, right, about the Pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with the Pasuk, just to do with, again, with, the language of Tzipor. But the bottom line is, according to both of them, the only way you're going to get anywhere is it, and understand this as being having Nazirus is as a Nazir walking by when he says it. Right? So then, what's the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here? So, fine. So, answer the Gemara. Ika benayu could go into Amar Tziporin hasmuchin laseyar alai. What did the guy say? He says the language that's like Pasuk related. He says, Tziporin, birds that are like connected to hair as on me. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, afagav de amar hachi, e nazir over the front of in yilo lo. According to Yochanan, even though he said that, I don't care. That language doesn't matter to me in any way, right? The fact that smuch in the se'ar, if it's over nazir walking by, then good. If not, then I don't care. Okay, because he holds that because according to Yochanan, nobody cares really about this idea of being mapis. Inish b'midi d'samich. Like no one cares about the phrase of a pasuk, that goes together. Okay, Rishon Melakish, Kodesh Melakish, Af Agav De'Einazir Over the Fun of it. Rishon Melakish say no. If the language is a language that is connected to the words in the pasuk, so then already that makes a difference to me, right? And then even if there's no nazir walking by, he still would make the guy a nazir. Fine. Yeah, take a look at the Mefarish again. Ikebenayu, Kigon da Amar Tziporin, Smuchin Laseyar, it's the first wide line. Yochanan Savar Afagav the Amar Hachi Lomu Chamos the Kabuli Alei Nizirus who to come. Right? Yochanan's going to say again. The guy says Sipor Nesbuchon Nesair. So according to Yochanan, I don't really care about that. Right? So I don't care that he said it that language. The language doesn't mean anything to me, and I don't assume that he accepted Nizirus upon himself. El Kabla loved Sipor and Stam. Again, maybe just accepting birds. Below Nazirus, he loved the Nazir, unless the Nazir is walking by. Below Rish Lakish, Kavan, the Amr Behedja, Siporin, Smuch, and the Seir. He says the language. Siporin that are connected to Seir. Right? He said that language very, very explicitly. So then, Much Ramilsa, the Mishum Nazirus Kamar. And then it's obvious he means Nazirus. Va'afagav, the A Nazir over the funnel, even though there's no Nazir walking by. Why? The Mipis Inish, the Seir, the Samichle, who command the Amr, Hare Alai, the Gadel Seir Damir. It's if he said, I want to grow my hair. So it's just saying, you know what, Rish Lakish takes that language when I guess when, especially when he's even more explicit about it, that I'm taking upon myself the tziporin that are connected to hair. That's very much related to the pasuk. He says it explicitly. So then already Rish Lakish can say, good. So then you become a nazir, even if there's no nazir walking by. Okay, fine. But now the Gemara says, well, who says there's such a thing at all? So now go back to the Gemara. He says, says the Gemara, mi ikal lamanda amar. Lo mapis inish b'milsa de samichle. Who says that anyone holds that people are not that people don't make nedarim based on language that is in the thing that's some, you know, connected to it in a pasuk or things like that? Because again, Rav Yochanan said everyone agrees that nobody does that. Okay, Rav Shlakish says machlokes, and Rav Yochanan says no one says that. So now we're going to talk Rav Yochanan a little bit. Who says no one says that? Right? Is there anyone really holds his opinion that nobody, you know, we don't care, that no, we assume that nobody makes the netter this way? Vahatanya, Ha'omer, so we have a Bryce that tells us a different story. Ha'omer, Yamin, Harezu Shua. Person says, right, or like, for example, like Yamin, meaning like right hand, right? That's considered Shua. My time, huh? Why is that? Lav Yishun Dechsev, Vayarem Yamino Usmolo. El Hashemayim vayishba b'chayelam. You didn't know that to learn the Maseches Nazir, you need to know all of Sefer Daniel. But I should have told you as a hachana that you should learn all of Sefer Daniel. I think you should do it anyways. But okay, fine. Daniel is very difficult. Daniel is like all in Aramaic.
Plug for the Navi.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. It's a very difficult Navi to learn. Raise your right hand. Yeah. Good. So I would not be surprised. You also raise your right hand and place your other hand on a Bible, right? So I'm not. Wouldn't be surprised if it's related, right? There was a lot of, you know, as we say, there's a lot of understanding of biblical concepts and things in the way the United States began. So yeah, not surprising. So it says you pick up your hand, your right and your left, actually, to Shemayim, vayishba b'chelam, and then you take you swear, you know, in Hashem's name. So basically the Braisa says, if a person says Yamin, that's considered a Shvua. Why is that? Probably, says Gemara, probably because the Pasuk says, you lift up your right hand in order to take a Shvua. So that's, you know, so what do we see? That the language of a Pasuk, right, and the language of Yamin is connected to Shvua in a Pasuk. So it must be that right means Shvua. That sounds just like this idea. Mapis inish b'midi d'samichle. And you told me that no one does that. What do you mean no one does that? It's a Braisa that seems, again, the Braisa doesn't explain it. The Braisa just says, Hamri Yamin HaRezu Shua. Okay? And the Gemara is saying, but why is that? It must be because of the Pasuk in Daniel, no? So Amrei lo mishum d'yamin gufei. No, sorry. Amrei lo. No, that's not why. Mishum d'yamin gufei ikri Shua. No, the reason is because when you say right hand, that means Shua, not because it's set connected to the word Shua in a pasuk. The word Yamin means Shua. How do I know? That if a person says the word Yamin, that means Shua. Shenemar nishba Hashem bimino. Okay, because the pasuk says that Hashem takes an oath kiviyachol with his right hand. Okay, meaning you might say, you're going to say, wait a second, that's also a pasuk. But the point is not that it's coming. Not the idea comes from a pasuk. The idea of matbis inish b'midi d'samichle means that the fact that a word is connected to another word in a pasuk means that it means that, and that's how people use it. What the Gemara here is saying is that no, we derive from a pasuk that the idea yamin actually means shua. Like it's one of the words that you can use to mean shua. It's not like we have to decipher what your language means. Like what did you have in mind? No, it means that Chazal have decided that word is another word for shua. Okay, it's a little small distinction, but it's not the same thing. So Amr lo, Mishum did Yamin Gufa Yikrishwa, the son of Minan Omer Yamin Shishwa, Shinamar Nishwa Shemino, Uminan Omer Small Shishwa, and how do I know that? If a person says left, that also means Shivwa, Shinamar, Ubizro, Uzo, and with his arm, his strength. But again, the within the context of the pasuk, that right and left are both used in the context of a shua, and that's the, and therefore in Chazal make a drasha there that you see from there that the word yamin or the word small mean are counted as words that mean shua, not because it happens to be that guy knows it's a pasuk in Daniel that puts the word yamin next to the word shua. No, it means that we Chazal have determined that you know made a drasha that this is what you know these words mean, and therefore no proof. And their taka could be those who hold that nobody lo mapes inish midin samach. People don't just, you know, assume that everyone knows what they mean or they know what they mean when they just use this phrase, a phrase that happens to be related to another word in the pasuk. That's not going to be, you know, lahavdil like a gazillion havdalos. It's like, you know, like someone's, you know, if one guy saw a certain movie and quotes a line from the movie, right, and the other person has no idea what they're talking about, right? So it's like, yeah, like da da da, and they say a phrase, and you're like, I don't know. Right? So the fact that we should know words from a pasuk, not from a movie. But I'm just saying, like, right? But if someone, right? Sometimes for one person, it's like very meaningful a certain phrase, and for someone else, it's like that doesn't mean anything to me, right? So we don't assume that people say phrases that for them mean something when, you know, for somebody else might mean nothing, right? Yeah.
But isn't the point that, let's say an Amaris may not know the pasuk, but they know the shorthand, right? That's a whole no. I don't know the pasuk, but if I say yamin, that means I'm swearing or whatever. I mean, isn't that what they're really trying to? Isn't that the?
I think what they're trying to say is that we don't take into account like I don't want to say random, but sort of like random connections between words to determine that someone took a nap.
Right.
If there's a drasha that we've determined that a certain word means shua, so then fine. Yeah, right, because I'll say that's how do I think? Hey, Rabbi, how do I think Yeshua? Oh, if you say the word Yamin, that counts as a Shua.
Right.
I can explain to you why that comes from. Where'd you make that? How did you make that up? No, it comes from a pasuk. Fine, but to say like, oh, he said X. Oh, I think there's a pasuk in like Shmos, you know, Perek Gimel, where that word is somewhere right. Related to the word.
Stretching, right?
But exactly, that's the point.
But that people talk in shorthand. So it colloquially, in the time, if somebody said that's what it meant, yeah, yamin means I'm taking an oath, and that's just what it is. Isn't that what they're really arguing about? Is how people speak?
Yeah, big adol, yes.
Yeah.
And what people mean when they say certain things. But and I think the point is that this machlok is about you know mapis inish b'mida d'samichlei is like, do we take into account sort of the not just shorthand, but sort of like the assumptions of connections between words, right? And so at a certain point, the assumption is too far a stretch that we're not gonna we can't take that seriously. Like, oh well, maybe he meant that. Like, maybe he did, but he didn't say that, right? If it's a word that any you know person who knows halacha knows that word means as the term that means something, so that's fine. Right, he probably learned the Gemara. He probably learned the Shulchan Aruch, and it says X. So fine, but if it's just like a random connection that you know happens to come from something in Tanakh, that's not going to be enough for us. Yeah.
Rabbi, is this the Mark saying that someone needs to have the intent to become a Nazir and say it, and the people listening to it must also think that he's becoming a Nazir?
Can I say it one more time?
You have to have the intent.
Yes.
Say it and have people hear it and understand it.
I don't know that we are assuming that other people have to hear it. Again, I think that's something, that's what Michael asked. If tree falls in the forest, then nobody, right? So like, I don't think that's what you mean. If you said it and you mean it, as long as the thing that you said is something that is objective enough, right? That we can assume that's what it means, that's enough. And by the way, I forget where I saw this, and maybe I don't know if it's coming up now, that even if you meant to become a Nazir,
right,
there's some phraseology that is too vague that it's also not going to work, right? Yeah. It's not necessarily about, like, it's not like when you make Kiddushin, so there has to be two Eidim, right? Eidim become the Eidim Lakim Adavar. The Eidim there, they have to be there in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal, right? You can't have Kiddushin without Eidim. So that's not what we're not saying that, but Nazirus, you need to have an aide or two who are there to listen to your declaration. Doesn't sound like that's what we're saying so far.
We're saying that if there was someone there, they had to have understood what you were saying.
Correct. If there would be someone standing there and they would have heard what you said, that has to be language that we can And that's obviously what we're doing now, this whole perspective so far. Is like what language is objective enough that we could say, yeah, that means nazir. And by the way, and sometimes only combined with a certain context. Right? They're at a nazir convention, and the guy says, right? It's like, okay, so like we laugh, right? But like it's true. There could be, you know, in the times of the Torah, like people get together to learn halachas and nazir, so it applies in nazir. And I walk by the nazir thing, and there's a big sign nazir, and guys, ooh, Hareini, you know, I want to be like this. So okay, so that's a much better explanation, or the nazir is literally sitting in front of me in shul, everyone knows that guy's a nazir, and I say a language. Okay, so that the context combined with the language is enough, right? If there's no one walking by, then the language has to be stronger. But the point is, what is it that I meant when I said that? But not because I necessarily need someone to be there for it to be chal. Yeah? Okay.
But this could also be the scenario where, you know, somebody says, I'm going to be a nazir, you know, in their house, and then
right.
is drinking, you know, grape soda that they think only has artificial, but right. actually has real grape. And yeah, yeah. Rabbi, I have a problem.
Right.
And now you're talking, you're trying to
get out. Well, what did you say?
And so you don't have to do whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly. That's when these things will come up. As many of the cases of the Gemara, right? What should you do? You should say the normal phrase. If you want to become a Nazir, do it the right way. Should you become a Nazir? Shouldn't become a Nazir. But if you want to become one, say it the normal way. Right? That's what I would tell you, right? If you came to ask a Shaila, here's the way to become a Nazir. But like, these Shailas are, well, what happens if I messed it up and I didn't do that? Right, exactly. Just like we said, all of Masechet Nedarim is, don't make Nedarim. Okay, but what if I, right, we have 90 daf of what happens if, right? So say, yeah, it's correct. Okay, good, excellent. All right, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir min ha-chart sanim, u min ha-zagim, u min ha-tiglachas, u min ha-tuma. Harei zen Nazir. So the person says, I'm being given a Nazir from grape seed, skin, and seeds, and from shaving, and from tuma. Okay? He's a Nazir. V'chol dikduke nazir is alav. Okay? So a person makes, you know, says, you know, I'm going to become Nazir from one of these things, right? Look at the Mefarish. Amar Hareini Nazir min ha-chartzanim. Oh, Sha'amar. Hareini Nazir min ha-zagin. Mean any one of them individually. Hareini Nazir min ha-tumah. Oh, you're just going to become a Nazir from tumah only? Great, so I can get haircuts. Kevaldik. No, right? Harehu kamisha amar Hareini Nazir stam. Shemekabal alav kol dik duki nazirus. You can't make a, you know, we'll see. There's no Nazir for just a piece. You can't pick and choose Naziris, right? Just you can't pick and choose in the Torah. You can't pick and choose in Naziris. You want to be a Nazir from this thing, then you become a Nazir for the whole thing. Okay? So that's the Gemara. Masnis in the local Rabbi Shimon. This is not like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Why? The son of Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Chayv Ad Sheyidro Mikulam. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, you only become a Nazir when you take the neder to become Aser to all of those things. Meaning if you just say, I'll be a Nazir for a piece, so what do we say? So you didn't become a Nazir. That's not Nazir. Nazir means all these things. And you didn't say that, right? Rabbanan Savre, Afil Nazar Ela Bachar Minayu, Minhon Have Nazar. Rabbanan said, no, as long as you became, you said, you're taking on one of these things, that's enough. Look at the Mefarish. Afil Nazar Ela Me'achamehan, O Min Chartzen, O Min Zag, Hareza Nazar, Vacho Dituk Nazir is Allah. And everything's Yechalani, which is certainly what the mission says, right? So that's why this says, our mission sounds like not like Rabbi Shimon. Oh, hey, but my time is Rabbi Shimon. How do you understand Rabbi Shimon, who says, that if I just accept some of it, it doesn't count as accepted the whole thing. So Amar Kram, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Ayayin Michartzanim VeAd Zag. Right? Because the point is the pasuk says he becomes a Nazir from all anything that comes from the vine, from wine, from grape seeds and skins, etc., etc. For Abana. So the pasuk seems to say, right? You have to become Asher to everything. Okay, Rabbana, my Tama. So Rabbanan, what do they say? Why do they say no? If you accept some, that's enough. That's like all. Amar Krabi Yayin V'Sheichar Yazir, because it says just Yayin and Sheichar, and Sheichar isn't even wine. Right? And that's enough. Well, as long as you just come from Yayin, that's enough. Right? The Mefarash says Demash Medafila Lo Delo Nazar Ela Mi Yayin L'Chudei Have Nazar Mikula. Okay. So Rav Shimon Nami Haksiv Mi Yayin V'Sheichar Yazir. What's Rav Shimon going to do with that? Possibly just quotes one piece. So, mitzvah. No, that I need to aser on you yain mitzvah too. Meaning, even though there's a mitzvah to do something with wine, that's still going to be that's still aser you. You still can't drink it. Mahi, what are we talking about? Kiddushas of Abdalsa. What are we talking about? Kiddush and Abdallah. Because they can't make kiddush, can't make Abdallah. So Gemara says, Hare mushva ba'omim Allah me'ar Sinai. Gemara says, wait a second, what do you mean? Kiddush and Abdallah? That's and this is we're going to see in Machlokas and Rishonim how to deal with this. Either you say, what do you mean that you have to drink because that's that you have to. You have a shavua from Har Sinai, or the answer is you don't have to drink that. That's crazy. Midaraisa, Kiddush and Avdalah are without wine. That's not even that conversation. We'll see the Machlokas. So Elaki Hada Amra Rava Shavua Sheeshta VeChazer VeAmar Harini Nazir. Asa Nazir is Chayla Shavua. So the case is what the person takes a shavua to drink wine. So now midaraisa he has to drink wine. Right, and now he became a nazir. So comes the pasuk to tell me no, that even in that case he's not allowed to drink wine because he became a nazir. We'll come back and explain that again next week. Okay.